This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation is partnering with the Farmers' Almanac to find three farmers or ranchers to be recognized as Farmers' Almanac Farmer of the Year. Sarah Brown Dirks, AFBF's External Relations Director, explained how ideal candidates will be evaluated for the recognition in a recent interview. How you're innovative, how you support your community, and how you're an inspiration to others and a true leader in agriculture are key factors, according to Dirks. Nominations must be submitted online by January 31st at farmersalmanac.com/farmer of the year. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is looking for exceptional educators to attend the 2017 National Ag in the Classroom Conference, in addition to finding engaging ag literacy projects to fund. Applications are available at www.agfoundation.org under Projects, White Reinhardt Mini Grants, or White Reinhardt Fund for Education Scholarships. All applications must be submitted electronically. The application period closes October 15th. Earlier this month, the Office of U.S. Trade Representative sent Congress the draft Statement of Administrative Action for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This is a necessary procedural setup before the TPP implementing bill can be sent to Congress, but does not impose any specific time for submitting that legislation. With members of Congress visiting their home districts during the August recess, now is a critical time for farmers and ranchers to talk to lawmakers about what passing TPP means for agriculture. For resources and to take action now, visit tpp.fb.org. When looking for a great ear of sweet corn, feel the cob. Check the girth of the cob itself and the tip. A tip that has more girth means the ear of corn has had enough time to mature and the sugars in the kernel are developed. An indicator of freshness is how tight the husk is to the cob. When the cob feels tight in the husk, it usually means the crop was recently harvested and the water content of the kernels is still high. Also, check the husk of the ear. Older husks start to brown and typically show a more wrinkled texture. A new poll from Morning Consult shows most voters favor fair trade, something all candidates should keep in mind as a congressional vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement comes closer to reality. Most Americans support free trade, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said, and most farmers do too. Exports account for almost a quarter of American farm receipts, so opposing fair trade agreements like TPP doesn't make a lot of sense to rural America. Among other things, the August poll found that 57% of registered voters have a favorable view of fair trade, and 50% said they would be more likely to support TPP if they knew it would provide new markets overseas for U.S. farm products. With the U.S. all milk price dropping to $14.50 per hundredweight in May, the lowest level since 2009, dairy farmers are asking for help, and as AFBF Market Intelligence Director John Newton explained, the Agriculture Department has the authority to give them a boost. Newton says right now the ball is in USDA's court, and as soon as they determine what they are going to do, we'll be able to analyze that proposal and put together an estimate of what we think it could do to help milk prices and farmers. With the Environmental Protection Agency in the early stages of considering whether the herbicide atrazine will continue to be available to farmers, Wisconsin corn, wheat, and soybean grower Jim Zimmerman recently told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee how the herbicide's use allows him and thousands of other farmers to use soil-saving growing practices. Zimmerman explained that applying atrazine to control weeds allows farmers to use conservation tillage, a farming method that leaves the stubble or residue from the previous crop to cover the soil surface after planting. Conservation tillage reduces soil erosion by as much as 90%. Without atrazine, farmers would have to use higher quantities of other herbicides that are less effective while increasing tillage and threatening soil health and nutrients. AFBF has issued an action alert on the pending EPA docket related to atrazine and is asking Farm Bureau members to file individual comments before October 4th. It is particularly important for farmers to note in their comments the significance of the herbicide to their farms, how it helps control weeds, increase crop yield, and, where possible, either saves money or helps increase productivity. Earlier this year, EPA issued a draft ecological assessment of the herbicide, which is a preliminary step in judging whether the chemical will continue to be available for agricultural producers. The draft assessment, if left unchallenged, would significantly impact continued availability of atrazine by jeopardizing its registration. Do you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure? Have members of your family suffered from these ailments? Do you have a poor diet? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may want to consider being screened through the services of Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening uses ultrasound technology to view the plaque buildup in your carotid arteries, the main arteries that carry blood to the brain. Blockages in these arteries are a leading cause of stroke. We are pleased to host this Lifeline Screening event on September 9th at Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Register for a wellness package, which includes 4 vascular tests and osteoporosis screenings from $149, $139 with our member discount. All 5 screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. The 10th annual FFA Alumni Tractor Ride will be held Saturday, September 10th at 7 a.m. in Livingston, Illinois at Livingston Fireman's Park. Registration will begin at 7 a.m. that day. Donuts and coffee will be served. Shirts and prepaid lunches will also be available at registration time. To guarantee your size is available, pre-order your shirt by contacting Stacy Slifka at 618-781-7435. Leave a message with the name and size. The ride itself will leave at 8 a.m. and embark on a country cruise with a pit stop and snack before ending in New Douglas, Illinois at the car show. There will be a lunch before heading back to Livingston. 50-50 tickets and raffle tickets will also be available. Again, the Staunton FFA Alumni Tractor Ride will be held on Saturday, September 10th, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Livingston, Illinois, Livingston Fireman's Park. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day down on the farm at the Magic House's Fall Farm Festival on Saturday, September 10th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Meet local farmers, check out a real tractor, participate in agricultural activities, and get up close and personal with live farm animals. The Fall Farm Festival is made possible by the Missouri and Illinois Farm Bureaus and is free with museum admission. For more information, visit www.magichouse.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.